Abraxane is an albumin-bound paclitaxel. And we know a standard formulation paclitaxel incorporated with a cream of four base in order to make it a solution that can be infused. The cream of four base is responsible for a lot of the hypersensitivity reactions that we see, and it may contribute to the neuropathy that is a toxicity of Taxol. What Abraxane is an albumin-bound paclitaxel. And the hypothesis is that you've eliminated the cream of four base, which may be contributing somewhat to the toxicity. Also, I think that there's a potential for increased efficacy in that we know that tumor cancer cells have a way of transporting albumin particles into their tumor cells, and also that there's some cancer cells or tumor cells have an increased in spark, that is a protein that binds albumin, and therefore the Abraxane may have a higher intertuminal level of paclitaxel than standard formulation of paclitaxel.
Can you talk a little bit more about spark?
It's a secreted protein, acidic and rich in cysteine. It's sometimes excreted from tumor cells and also found in the tumor cells, and it binds albumin at a high rate. And if we think intellectually, it's natural that a tumor cell will develop a way of collecting albumin as an energy source, as also a way of collecting amino acids so it can support its growth. And with the albumin-bound paclitaxel, it's thought that the spark may act as like an albumin sink of the albumin-bound paclitaxel. Thus, this may contribute to some of the increased intertumoral levels seen with Abraxane.
Can you review the available clinical research information on nab-paclitaxel in lung cancer?
I think there's some significant phase 2 trials. There was one trial that was presented as an abstract by Mike Hawkins. It was with carboplatin in combination with Abraxane. It was a cohort design where 25 patients were enrolled sequentially at each cohort with a dose of Abraxane escalating from 225 up to 340 milligrams per meter squared every 3 weeks. These cohorts showed a response rate of approximately 25% in all the cohorts. Additional 15% of patients had stable disease. The combination of carboplatin and Abraxane appeared to be relatively well tolerated, and particularly there was a low rate of myelosuppression. And I think this was quite impressive. In addition to that trial, there's a single agent Abraxane trial in patients with ECOG 0 to 1 that was written by Dr. Mark Green, who's published in Annals of Oncology. And this showed a progression-free survival rate around 6 months and an overall survival of approximately 11 months. And I think that's quite significant because that's generally the progression-free survival and overall survival we generally see with double-agent chemotherapies. And so this is promising data.
What about the data you presented at ASCO?
I presented a phase 1 trial. It was looking at carboplatin in combination with Abraxane on 3 different schedules. It was in patients with all tumor types. It was a very heavily pretreated patient population with a median number of prior therapies of 3. One schedule was Abraxane every 3 weeks, and our maximum tolerated dose was 300 milligrams per meter squared in combination with carboplatin AC of 6 every 3 weeks. And the second schedule was Abraxane on days 1, 8, 15, carboplatin day 1, a 28-day cycle. And at that, the maximum tolerated dose was 100 milligrams per meter squared. The third arm was a carboplatin day 1 with Abraxane days 1, 8 every 21 days. And the maximum tolerated dose there was 125 milligrams per meter squared. We were able to treat with significant doses of Abraxane, even in a heavily pretreated patient population. The main dose-limiting toxicities were myelosuppression, particularly thrombocytopenia. And that may have been related to the patient population and the carboplatin.